The Effects of the Fall on the Mind of Man and His Deliverance, Psalm 107, verse 9 and 10. He satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. God will satisfy the soul of a man being bound in afflictions and iron. Those that are in darkness, in the shadow of death, when that has creeped up upon them, that shadow of death, and they fear their life is but done, God will satisfy their souls. He will shine the light on their souls. Sometimes as Christians, afflictions abound in us. They bind up our flesh and our minds and our hearts. The thoughts of our minds can consume us. When depression sets in, it runs upon us as a giant. Anxiety and grief fills our hearts, and we know not from where it comes from. But rest assured, the gospel has the remedy. It is the effects of a fallen world on the mind of man. It will take us and bind us in our minds. We rarely think about the effects of the fall on our minds. Yes, we would rather ignore that, but the gospel does not ignore that. For he doth heal all our diseases, or he doth give grace in a time of need to get through them. The saving grace of Christ does not change this flesh, though. Oh, this flesh, we war in the spirit against it. But we are likely to feel the effects of the fall on our minds. It wrought death to man, and it wrought death in the mind. For some, this is more powerful than others. For some, they are given over to melancholy or depression easier, and it would seem to take the child of God over and consume them. But praise be to God, the gospel does deliver us from the power of sin. Though it is still present with us, depression and anxiety cannot take us and control us. He says, such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in afflictions and iron. If you study that word iron, it has a lot to do with the devil's kingdom. It has a lot to do with that when you study that. And I do believe the devil has a lot to do with afflicting those Christians that become in a depressed state. That doesn't mean they're possessed. It means that they are agitated, aggravated, tempted. Temptations come from the devil. Sharp, fiery arrows come from him, and he knows when there's a weak one among us. He knows when there's a feeble one among us, and he picks on him or her, and he shoots fiery darts at them and hurls them. But the Bible says that he will satisfy the soul. The Lord will do that. The longing for liberty from the bondage of the flesh. Jesus Christ came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. He filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Yes, go to God, depressed child, and seek his face, and eat at his table. Open wide thy mouth, and he will fill it. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, the next verses say, and he saved them out of their distresses. It says that he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break their bands in sunder. Why is that? Why did he do that? He does that because we seek him. And he will fill our souls. We must seek not pleasure in the flesh, but walking in the spirit. And then we will not give over to the destruction of the flesh. We will not give over to the depression or discouragement or anxiety. But God hath given the power in the spirit that if we walk in the spirit and if we feed and nurture our spirits before the Lord, that God will fill the longing soul. He will satisfy the longing soul. He will fill the heart of that person with truth and righteousness. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands in sunder. God is able to break the bands of Satan's iron kingdom. He is able to break their bands. He is able to heal them. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his goodness he ever liveth to make intercession for his people and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Praise the Lord. It is a great remedy for any depression or discouragement. And remember to go to God, and he will fill your soul and strengthen you, that those things that are afflictions in the flesh will not hold us or keep us, but God will deliver us from them and give us strength through them. He will give us holy endurance to fight the good fight of faith, and we will not succumb to depression or discouragement or melancholy. In Jesus' name, amen.